Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
High noon. We do it every day around this time. We'd let you know what we talk about. We talked a little bit about the Bulls. We threw in some conversation about the White Sox with Josh Nelson, which was great. We talked about the Kenny Williams piece, the Darryl Van Scowen hat, the Sun-Times. It is really worth your time. You should go and read it. And we talked about the Bears being the only source of hope.
It's high noon.
Jason, you brought this to our attention. You lead us off with this.
A parade in the Los Angeles area for 4th of July went a little sideways, Lawrence. And in that process, in that parade going off track, one of the attendees at the parade found themselves face-to-face in a fist fight with 80-year-old Danny Trejo.
We have a news report on this.
And sparks of a different kind flew at Sunland Tahunga's 4th of July parade when actor Danny Trejo got out of the car he was riding in and got into a fight on the sidewalk. Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Fisher is here with video details and reaction. Michelle.
Yeah, Giovanna, actor Danny Trejo, the talk of the Sunland Tahunga Independence Day parade for all the wrong reasons tonight. As you mentioned, he got out of the vehicle that he was riding in the parade at one point and violently confronted someone in the crowd, at one point even picking up a folding chair and tossing it towards people that had just been observing what was happening. Let's go ahead and take a look at some video that we have here for you tonight. This is the aftermath of this all and the chaos that ensued as Trejo argues with a woman who appeared to be holding him back and trying to prevent things from escalating. An Eyewitness News viewer who was there sharing the footage, he says he immediately pulled out his cell phone, capturing these heated moments, which reportedly lasted nearly 10 minutes before police showed up with the parade at a standstill. Just minutes prior, though, Trejo was in the parade posing for selfies as his classic convertible rolled down the route. When it was hit by a water balloon, our eyewitness tells us that that's when things unraveled.
This parade is like a thing where you throw water balloons back and forth at each other. That's like the whole thing, you know, where they throw water at us, you know, we get them back. The reason why Danny was so infuriated was because usually, you know, people don't throw water balloons at the fancy cars when they come by.
And it's been a rough week for Trejo, who just days ago posted to Instagram the sad news that he had lost one of his dogs, a pet. Now, tonight we did reach out to Trejo's representatives for comments, also the organizers of the parade, to see if they had a statement on this incident. But tonight we have not heard back from either of those people.
Okay, so I don't know if people know this.
There's a lot going on
about Danny Trejo, but
you're a real one.
He is the definition of a real one.
He is 80 years old, but when he gets hit with a water balloon driving his convertible in a parade, he's about that action.
Danny Trejo has faced capital murder charges. He has faced confinement. He was the San Quentin light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. He was a champion boxer in a prison.
I mean, you covered it.
So
I was like, I had this one. He had his first arrest at the age of 10.
Quite a credential.
So I'm not sure. There are a lot of people you don't want to mess with. He's on the list. I tell people all the time, Olin Krutz, you don't want to play that game. You can play that game if you want. You do not want to play that game with, Danny Trejo. You don't want to play that game with him.
I'm curious about this idea of, it's one of these parades where you just throw water balloons at the performers in the parade. Sometimes Danny Trejo gets hit in the face with a water balloon.
And good, I'm sure clean American fun.
I'm sure Danny Trejo was like, who the you think you throwing a water balloon at? And got his 80-year-old ass up out of that car.
Did they not tell him that this is what they do?
I'm not convinced that this is what they do. I've never heard of a parade where we throw water balloons at the people in the parade. Adam, how would you describe this this witness, this eyewitness, this man on the street that ABC 7 in LA talked to?
I didn't see him. I only have listened to it.
Oh, so I saw his shirt.
I saw his shirt,
too. I haven't seen the shirt.
Sean, what did his shirt say?
I like older women.
That's what his shirt says. Yes.
So clearly a great testimony from this person.
Which
that's
is
the only
fine.
Person you saw
which is fine.
Floor?
It's fine. He doesn't strike me as the most professional.
It's a strong possibility witness. That it was probably a kid and had no idea who Danny Trejo was.
He knows now.
He knows for real, for real.
Yeah.
You're going to learn F-A-F-O. Like, this is how you end up in those moments where you find out. You're like, I didn't know. Now you found out. Because an 80-year-old man jumped out of the car and whooped your ass. Like, let me get at you, young fella. I saw a video the other day, a reel. And, you know, Tony types be on here on TikTok and on reels, and they be doing these gags. And this one dude's at this older guy, he's probably around my age, maybe a little older. He's at the grocery store and he's got his stuff on the conveyor. And he's getting ready to pay. And this guy's like, yo, is this your stuff? And he's like, yeah. He's like, no, it's my stuff now. And the guy was like, what's going on? Like, are you doing like a video or something? Like, cause this is not cool. And the guy's like, no, this is my stuff. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I would advise you to not take my stuff. Because I'm packing. And so the guy wouldn't let it go. And he was like, where's it at? And the guy was like, oh. And then he looked over and he's like, oh, I see your man's is over there filming too. I got something for both of y'all. And you see him step back and you can see where he has it. Now, he didn't brandish it, but he definitely had it. And he was like, I've been having a really bad day. It was like Jules in Pulp Fiction where he's like, I'm trying to be the shepherd, but I'm going to shoot both y'all asses if you don't get out of this line. And then eventually, like, the guy saw that he had it and he was like, we was just playing, man.
How do you, like, even if a guy threatens you, I'm just going to believe you. Like, okay, yeah, go ahead, man.
You over here getting shot over a prank. Yeah.
I don't want to find out if you actually have the gun.
Well, it's like the water balloon thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, that's just what we do here. We pretend it's my stuff, your stuff. You know, it's just, we're just playing around.
Sometimes people don't play the way that you play. And let me tell you right now, 100%, Danny Trejo don't play the way that you play.
I don't know why this is such a difference in the generations where younger people are like, oh, we're just joking around or we're just playing. Like, it's usually like a universal acceptance that you just don't mess with people unexpectedly. I don't know why there is such a difference in thinking. In that aspect.
That I don't know, but I gotta find this video, Tony, because
He stepped back so that you couldn't see him pull the weapon on camera. It was real, like, and I was like, oh, not only is this guy, like, old school, like, this is an old school gangster. Because he was like, yeah, okay, yeah. And then stepped behind, like, a partition. so you couldn't see he had it. And then he was like, I got it. What you want to do? Sir, it was a prank. I'm very sorry. See,
Tony's right, though, about this being a generational thing, because as a policy, I choose not to F.A. with people I don't know.
It's a good policy.
My jokes and messing around and goof-offs are with my friends.
That's the way.
I'll throw a water balloon at Tone because I know he's not going to go Danny Trejo at me. I'm not going to throw a water balloon at that guy
at
down there
guy.
On the street.
Right, because you don't know.
I don't know him.
You don't know.
It may turn out he does not take kindly to getting hit in the face with a water balloon.
I don't know who does, to tell you the honest truth. We can ask our guy, Russ Dorsey, about this. He is going to join us. We're going to talk baseball with him. We also got something else that we're going to throw at Russ. It's not a water balloon, because I know Russ got it. We're going to take a break. Back after this, Bernstein and Holmes, Lawrence, Tony, Jason Leisure here on The Score.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
High noon. We do it every day around this time. We'd let you know what we talk about. We talked a little bit about the Bulls. We threw in some conversation about the White Sox with Josh Nelson, which was great. We talked about the Kenny Williams piece that Darryl Van Scowen had for the Sun-Times. It is really worth your time. You should go and read it. And we talked about the Bears being the only source of hope. It's Jason, you brought this to our attention. You lead us off with this.
A parade in the Los Angeles area for 4th of July went a little sideways, Lawrence. And in that process, in that parade going off track, one of the attendees at the parade found themselves face-to-face in a fist fight with 80-year-old Danny Trejo.
We have a news report on this.
And sparks of a different kind flew at Sunland Tahunga's 4th of July parade when actor Danny Trejo got out of the car he was riding in and got into a fight on the sidewalk. Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Fisher is here with video details and reaction. Michelle.
Yeah, Giovanna, actor Danny Trejo, the talk of the Sunland Tahunga Independence Day parade for all the wrong reasons tonight. As you mentioned, he got out of the vehicle that he was riding in the parade at one point and violently confronted someone in the crowd, at one point even picking up a folding chair and tossing it towards people that had just been observing what was happening. Let's go ahead and take a look at some video that we have here for you tonight. This is the aftermath of this all and the chaos that ensued as Trejo argues with a woman who appeared to be holding him back and trying to prevent things from escalating. An Eyewitness News viewer who was there sharing the footage, he says he immediately pulled out his cell phone, capturing these heated moments, which reportedly lasted nearly 10 minutes before police showed up with the parade at a standstill. Just minutes prior, though, Trejo was in the parade posing for selfies as his classic convertible rolled down the route. When it was hit by a water balloon, our eyewitness tells us that that's when things unraveled.
This parade is like a thing where you throw water balloons back and forth at each other. That's like the whole thing, you know, where they throw water at us, you know, we get them back. The reason why Danny was so infuriated was because usually, you know, people don't throw water balloons at the fancy cars when they come by.
And it's been a rough week for Trejo, who just days ago posted to Instagram the sad news that he had lost one of his dogs, a pet. Now, tonight we did reach out to Trejo's representatives for comments, also the organizers of the parade, to see if they had a statement on this incident. But tonight we have not heard back from either of those people.
Okay, so I don't know if people know this.
There's a lot going on
about Danny Trejo, but
you're a real one.
He is the definition of a real one.
He is 80 years old, but when he gets hit with a water balloon driving his convertible in a parade, he's about that action.
Danny Trejo has faced capital murder charges. He has faced confinement. He was the San Quentin light heavyweight and heavyweight champion. He was a champion boxer in a prison.
I mean, you covered it.
So
I was like, to add this one. He was He had his first arrest at the age of 10.
Quite a credential.
So I'm not sure. Like, there are a lot of people you don't want to mess with. He's on the list. I tell people all the time, Olin Krutz, you don't want to play that game. You can play that game if you want. You do not want to play that game with, Danny Trejo. You don't want to play that game with him.
I'm curious about this idea of, it's one of these parades where you just throw water balloons at the performers in the parade. Sometimes Danny Trejo gets hit in the face, with a water balloon.
And good, I'm sure clean American fun.
I'm sure Danny Trejo was like, who the you think you throwing a water balloon at? And got his 80-year-old ass up out of that car.
Did they not tell him that this is what they do?
I'm not convinced that this is what they do. I've never heard of a parade where we throw water balloons at the people in the parade. Adam, how would you describe this this witness, this eyewitness, this man on the street that ABC 7 in LA talked to?
I didn't see him. I only have listened to it.
Oh, so, I saw his shirt.
I saw his shirt, too.
I haven't seen the shirt.
Sean, what did his shirt say?
I like older women.
That's what his shirt says. Yes.
So clearly a great testimony from this person.
Which
that's
is
the only
fine. Which is fine.
Floor.
It's fine. He doesn't strike me as the most professional.
It's a strong possibility witness. That it probably was a kid and had no idea who Danny Trejo was.
He knows now.
He knows for
gonna
real,
learn
for
today.
Real.
Yeah.
You're going to learn F-A-F-O. Like, this is how you end up in those moments where you find out. You're like, I didn't know. Now you found out. Because an 80-year-old man jumped out of the car and whooped
put
your ass.
But
like, let me get at you, young fella. I saw a video the other day, a reel. And you know, Tony types be on here on TikTok and on reels, and they be doing these gags. And this one dude's at this older guy, he's probably around my age, maybe a little older. He's at the grocery store and he's got his stuff on the conveyor. And he's getting ready to pay. And this guy's like, yo, is this your stuff? And he's like, yeah. He's like, no, it's my stuff now. And the guy was like, what's going on? Like, are you doing like a video or something? Like, cause this is not cool. And the guy's like, no, this is my stuff. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, I would advise you to not take my stuff. Because I'm packing. And so the guy wouldn't let it go. And he was like, where's it at? And the guy was like, oh. And then he looked over and he's like, oh, I see your man's is over there filming too. I got something for both of y'all. And you see him step back and you can see where he has it. Now, he didn't brandish it, but he definitely had it. And he was like, I've been having a really bad day. It was like Jules in Pulp Fiction where he's like, I'm trying to be the shepherd, but I'm going to shoot both y'all asses if you don't get out of this line. And then eventually, like, the guy saw that he had it and he was like, we was just playing, man.
How do you, like, even if a guy threatens you, I'm just going to believe you. Like, okay, yeah, go ahead, man.
You over here getting shot over a prank. Yeah.
I don't want to find out if you actually have the gun.
Well, it's like the water balloon thing. It's like, oh, well, you know, that's just what we do here. We pretend it's my stuff, your stuff. You know, it's just, we're just playing around.
Sometimes people don't play the way that you play. And let me tell you right now, 100%, Danny Trejo don't play the way that you play.
I don't know why this is such a difference in the generations where younger people are like, oh, we're just joking around or we're just playing. Like, it's usually like a universal acceptance that you just don't mess with people unexpectedly. I don't know why there is such a difference in thinking. In that aspect,
that I don't know, but it was. I gotta find this video, Tony, because he stepped back so that you couldn't see him pull the weapon on camera. It was real, like, and I was like, oh, not only is this guy like old school, like, this is an old school gangster, because he was like, yeah, okay, yeah, and then stepped behind like a partition so you couldn't see he had it. And then he was like, I got it. What you want to do? Serve, prank, I'm very sorry.
Tony's right, though, about this being a generational thing. Because as a policy, I choose not to F.A. with people I don't know.
It's a good policy.
My jokes and messing around and goof-offs are with my friends.
That's the way.
I'll throw a water balloon at Tone because I know he's not going to go Danny Trejo at me. I'm not going to throw a water balloon at that guy
at
down there
guy.
On the street.
Right, because you don't know.
I don't know him.
You don't know.
It may turn out he does not take kindly to getting hit in the face with a water balloon.
I don't know who does, to tell you the honest truth. We can ask our guy, Russ Dorsey, about this. He is going to join us. We're going to talk baseball with him. We also got something else that we're going to throw at Russ. It's not a water balloon, because I know Russ got it. We're going to take a break. Back after this, Bernstein and Holmes, Lawrence, Tony, Jason Leisure here on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.